Since May, murals have been popping up around Homer thanks to the Peonies on Pioneer Mural Program. The program is led by an out-of-state art consultant with help from Bunnell Street Art Center and a handful of local artists. KBBI intern Casey Marsh has more.
Homer's main commercial street, Pioneer Avenue, is getting a facelift. Businesses are partnering with artists to highlight the local peony industry and to bring continuity to the town's business district.
It's a theme because we're celebrating the industry that's here, that's budding from the peony farms. And so you'll see peony in all of them because we're celebrating those.
That's Katie Perry, an art consultant from New York. The project has already resulted in two murals along Pioneer, both peony-themed, and volunteers are also planting hundreds of peony bulbs along the roadway. Peony farms are a growing industry in the Homer area, supplying cut flowers to national and international markets during a time of year when other areas can't produce them. Perry has been leading the six-week program that has allowed local artists the opportunity to use the outdoors as their canvas. She says artists are eager to gain experience through community art projects.
There's kind of a demand for training for artists right now across the nation. Artists have the skill set and they want to continue to practice professionally, and a great way to do that is by being a mural painter.
Artists are creating 8 original murals. Some are painted straight onto the sides of buildings, and others are painted onto wooden panels that will be purchased by businesses and then permanently installed. One of the mural projects involved redoing the Heath Street mural, which was created by a local artist 25 years ago. The old image of a sailing boat was fading, so a team of artists stripped it off the wall and replaced it with multiple layers of new designs. The artist began with a colorful layer of peonies and finished off with a detailed comic strip design that depicts a fishing story of a man going off to sea while his wife awaits his return. Another artist in the group, Brianna Allen, describes a 16-foot-long, 8-foot-tall mural that will be permanently installed at the Lakeshore Mall.
There were salmon, and they were sort of like really abstract on the inside. Some were like rainbow colored, some were filled in with floral. So we were trying to, the premise was to take that concept and make it ours by putting peonies inside the salmon.
Asia Freeman, the executive artistic director for Bunnell Street Arts Center, helped Perry create the program and has high expectations for the mural's effect on the community.
As we look forward and think about economic development for a community like Homer and Alaska in general, I think it's very important to support the efforts that are being made in areas like agriculture, the arts, cultural tourism, education. And Homer is well poised to be a leader in our state, and that's really exciting to me.
Perry says that the fact that the murals will remain here for years to come, having a lasting impact on the atmosphere in the community, is a large part of her motivation as a traveling artist.
When it's, you know, 30 degrees here and all gray and blue in the winter, those murals are really going to add a spice of color that's going to psychologically impact the residents as well as remind them of the great time in building and painting those murals.
So far, 2 murals are up on Pioneer Avenue, on a retaining wall and at a car wash. Organizers hope to see the rest installed soon. In Homer, I'm Casey Marsh.